Imagine a university class with 160,000 students sitting at computers all around the world, all learning from the same professors. It is not science fiction. It is a class at Stanford University in California taught by Sebastian Thrun.
We're teaching this class at Stanford, and now we're teaching it online for the entire world. We're really excited about this.
The class in artificial intelligence by Sebastian Thrun and Peter Norvig can be found on YouTube. It's free, and proponents say it shows that top scholars can efficiently teach some subjects
this year
to anyone, anywhere. Professor Rita McGrath at Columbia University in New York says universities have been slow to change.
The basic business model of our higher education has not changed since the age of Socrates. It's some guy standing in front of a group of people talking, right? The advanced version is they ask questions.
McGrath tracks industries undergoing rapid change. She says digital technology has improved and is about to spark major changes. Those changes include the way that teachers teach, according to University of Maryland professor Spencer Benson.
It's changed in part the role of the professor or the role of the teacher from being the content delivery unit to the unit or the person who helps students find, evaluate, and ultimately be able to use content.
Another change is the way a student's progress is measured. Rob Hughes is the president of Top Coder, a company that awards online credentials to students. He spoke via Skype.
Certainly, code, software development, mathematics, algorithms, computer science, those things lend themselves very well to objective and automated testing systems.
More difficult to assess is student progress in literature, history, and other non-technical fields. One solution is to use online classes to present material, but still have an instructor to assess a student's understanding. That is something Professor George Siemens has done at Athabasca University in Alberta, Canada. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
It really is a very exciting time to be in education, but it's a little unsettling because we're asking big questions about will the university survive, and if it does, what's it going to look like?
While education leaders think many future classes will be online, some students at the University of Maryland have concerns.
It just seems like it would be a little alien and harder to learn that way.
Late night studying with friends in the dorm was like really crucial for some grades in classes.
These students liked the idea that online classes could be cheaper than traditional courses and available to people outside the university. While some scholars say universities will resist change, others insist massive online classes are just part of a digital revolution that will soon bring dramatic changes to the ways knowledge is gathered and shared. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.